Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about doing what Jesus did. I'm going to read from Acts chapter 9, verses 39 and 40, where we read, "Then Peter arose and went with them. When he had come, they brought him to the upper room, and all the widows stood by him weeping, showing the tunics and garments which Dorcas had made while she was with them. But Peter put them all out, and knelt down and prayed, and turning to the body, he said, 'Tabitha, arise.' And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up." A dear Christian sister in Joppa died. And disciples from that city asked Peter to come. We don't have any reason to believe that they hoped that Peter would raise her from the dead. There's no indication in the book of Acts that it was commonly thought or popularly expected that Christians would not die. They probably asked Peter to come help with the Christian community at that place work through their grief. When Peter came to Joppa, he saw all the widows weeping. They hoped Peter would bring some comfort, these who grieved the death of Dorcas. Yet Peter sensed a specific leading to do just as he had seen Jesus do, as recorded in Mark chapter 5, starting at verse 38. First, he put them all out in anticipation that God would do for Tabitha what he did for the daughter of the ruler of the synagogue. Then Peter said, "Tabitha, arise." In this, Peter seemed to clearly remember what Jesus did in Mark chapter 5. In that healing, Jesus said, "Talitha kumai." Peter said here, in the original language, something like, "Tabitha kumai." Peter could hear Jesus' words in his head as he served. Peter simply tried to do as Jesus did. Jesus was his leader. He wasn't trying to lead Jesus anymore, as he did when he told Jesus not to go the way of the cross in Matthew chapter 16. Now, Peter was letting Jesus lead him. And when Peter did this, she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. By all appearances, Tabitha, that is Dorcas, was raised from the dead. She was dead and came back to life. These are remarkable, unusual miracles, yet things that have happened and still do, though we are all wise to not gullibly accept every reported instance of such a miracle. We should remind ourselves that Dorcas was not resurrected. She was resuscitated to live longer in her old body, where she would die again. The fact that the Lord raised Dorcas, yet Stephen, back in Acts chapter 7, remained dead, reflects on God's unknowable ways. After all, it may have seemed that Stephen was more important to the church than Dorcas, yet we must always trust God's greater wisdom and his greater knowledge in all such things. We can leave these things to God's wisdom. As for us, we should think of what Peter did in imitating Jesus and ask ourselves, how can I imitate Jesus today? Now, don't forget that Jesus is so much more than an example. He's our Savior, our Redeemer. Yet Peter knew something about following the ways of his Master. Do you know something of that also? You can really live as a follower of Jesus and do that today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.